prices pressured feeder cattle futures on Thursday. Carcass weights and grading continue to suggest marketing currentness. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 14th of June. Although there were too few transactions to trend, negotiated cash fed cattle trade for the week wobbled from the blocks at steady to lower prices. There were some early sales in the Texas Panhandle at $112 a hundredweight, a few in Kansas at $110, as well as some early dress sales at $185 in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt. Cattle futures closed lower Thursday, but off of session lows. Live cattle closed an average of 67 cents lower, from 22 cents lower to $1.10 lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.68 lower, with continued pressure from rising grain prices. Wholesale beef values were steady on choice and sharply lower on select, with light to moderate demand and offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was a nickel lower Thursday afternoon at $222.10 a hundredweight. Select was $2.02 lower at $204.71. Corn futures closed 7 to 12 cents higher in the front three contracts, and then mostly 1 to 4 cents higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 5 to 10 cents higher through September of 20, and then mostly 2 to 4 cents higher. Just a couple of weekly Thursday auctions to report at press time. Feeder steers sold $3 to $4 higher at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma. Feeder heifers sold $2 to $4 higher. Heifer calves sold $3 to $4 higher, but there was no test for steer calves. There were 7,695 head on offer. At Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, feeder steers weighing 900 to 1,000 pounds sold $2 to $4 higher, while feeder heifers sold steady to $2 higher. A lower undertone was noted for a limited test of calves. There are 3,549 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Thursday, buoyed in part by a bounce in recently struggling oil prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 101 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 11 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 44 points. Carcass weights continue to suggest currentness of feedlot marketing. Average dress steer weight of 842 pounds for the week ending June 1st was even with the previous week and 9 pounds less than the previous year. That's according to the most recent actual slaughter under federal inspection report from USDA. Average dressed heifer weight was 6 pounds lighter than the previous week at 779 pounds and 7 pounds lighter than the previous year. With 3,413 head more total cattle slaughter for the week than the previous year, including 1,810 head more fed slaughter, beef production for the week was 900,000 pounds less at 463.8 million pounds. Moreover, 0.89% more carcasses graded prime for the week ending May 31st, but there were 0.12% fewer carcasses grading choice and 0.8% fewer grading in the upper two-thirds of choice. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 14th of June. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.